Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The one constant in life is change, but this one surprised a lot of us. Steelers insider Ed Bouchette, Hall of Fame writer, has switched uniforms, and he joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Ed Bouchette, good morning.
I like to think of it as switching T-shirts. They gave me a new T-shirt at the Athletic.
So I've been kind of teasing, a local Hall of Famer's changing uniforms, but isn't leaving town. You're still going to be the Steelers insider. But you spent 36 years at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and you've been in the business longer than that.
I try and switch jobs every 36 years, whether I need it or not, Larry.
I understand. So
now it's an exciting venture for me.
Now, part B is, well, what are you doing? You are writing for theathletic.com/Pittsburgh, and many people may have just discovered this over the last couple of years, but this, The Athletic, isn't that old, really. Just, would you say, 3 years old?
Yeah, 3 years old, Larry, and it expanded so fast because people liked it so much. It's subscription-based. It's very inexpensive. It's not like your cable bill, that's for sure. It mushroomed so much. They started slowly in a couple cities and then just kept expanding. And now they're in every major city. They cover every major sport, football, basketball, baseball, hockey. In all those cities, they have national writers, and they have a ton of local guys. And we have, I think, 10, 11 right here in Pittsburgh now.
Well, the names that other people may be familiar with that are writing for The Athletic Pittsburgh, Rob Rossi, Josh Yoey, Rob Beertemple, and now yourself, among others. This is a significant change for you. The dynamic is, there's no hard paper. This is all electronic, digital, a new world completely.
Yeah, that's the way it's going everywhere, John.
Larry.
Hey, I grew up in Central. sorry, Larry.
That's okay.
I'm so used to
it. I get that all the time, believe me.
No.
Out in public. Hey, Larry. Hey, John.
Yeah. I grew up in Central Pennsylvania reading the Harrisburg Patriot News, which is 7 days a week, and I think it only publishes 3 days a week now. The Post-Gazette, as you know, is only 5 days a week, and it's going toward that way. So everybody's going to the Internet. The Athletic has no ads. It's not worried about trying to get clicks. It's just subscription-based, and it's got over 1 million subscribers and going strong. As an example, I picked up probably before dinner. It was 120 subscribers alone yesterday who subscribed clicking onto my story. So it's the wave of the future.
It is. And for those who have not yet discovered it, it is, again, theathletic.com/Pittsburgh for the local version. They see they're even offering a 7-day free trial. It says no ads, no clickbait. So what did you write about? What was your first story? What did you want to put out on your first edition?
Well, they asked me to write about why I joined The Athletic. Pretty simple. And I just talked about how I started out, banging out stories on a portable typewriter. And here I could now, and I'd had to send them using a coupler and an old black telephone with a wire on it, to send my story somewhere. And now I can type out stories on my phone, and boom, it's right in. I just talked about that and what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be covering the Steelers, but in a different way than maybe people were used to reading me. I won't be doing game stories, stuff like that. I will be writing off games, but it would be a different perspective, be more analysis, more getting into, you know, why something happened maybe. And during the week, it'll be different kinds of stories. It won't be, you know, so-and-so twisted his ankle in practice. It's going to be maybe what effect that might have on the team, but it'll be more analysis and deep, as they say, deep dives into longer stories.
And you know what's significant is I was looking yesterday, the Post-Gazette on the front page, 223 years of service, and we are starting to see a dynamic shift after more than two centuries, but this is the way of the world. This is where it's going. Your life, though, you have a little more flexibility, obviously, but bottom line is, as you said, you're still covering the Steelers.
Yeah, I'll be in a different seat. In the press box and in the press room, I'll have to shift seats a little bit, but... you know, I do obviously know the playing field. I've been doing covering the Steelers for the Post-Gazette for 34 years. This will be coming up on 35 years as a beat for me. And, you know, I'm really excited about this new opportunity.
Did you mention to your new employers that you have a contract with us here at KDK?
Oh, they know that. Oh, they love that. I mean, you've already... talked about, we're sitting here talking about the Athletic. You don't think they like that? They do.
I just wanted to make sure, sir. Ed, there were no surprises. You weren't going to tell us to hit
support.
The road.
I told them that before I signed on the dotted line, Larry.
Well, we enjoy our conversations every week during football season, and obviously coming up on a big time of the year with the draft just a little over a week and a half away. So I know you'll be busy, and we'll still have a great relationship with you. And you can check out theathletic.com/Pittsburgh, and you will find the newly reminted Ed Bouchette in all his Hall of Fame glory. How about that?
Larry, a quick shout out to my colleagues at the Post-Gazette for that, the fine work they did on the stories to win the Pulitzer Prize.
Yes. You can read all about that and check out theathletic.com. Ed, congratulations.
Thank you, Larry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.